Cleo Pascal of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy is publishing most recently her conversation with the governor of Guam, Lou Guerrero. What is to be done? Part of it is to organize beforehand, before the worst case scenario of PLA Navy overrunning Guam. I mentioned that for many years now, I've been aware that the military is preparing for worst case scenarios. At one point, practicing not only occupying Guam again, but taking it back from invaders. So it's quite realistic to the military to practice this. But right now, what can be done is organization. What is the Micronesian Island Forum, Cleo?
So this region, this Northern Pacific region, and one really should specify that the term South Pacific refers to Pacific Island countries below the equator. So the region we're talking about is not South Pacific. It's the Northern Pacific or the Central Pacific, if you want to call it that. And this region that stretches from the Marianas, which is about just kind of below Japan. The Marianas, which is part of the United States, shares a maritime border with Japan. So it goes from there down through Guam, then down along the second island chain to Palau, which is just behind the Philippines. And then it travels east through the Federated States of Micronesia, which are places like Yap or Chuuk, if you know your Second World War history, and then on to the Marshall Islands, which is where you've got Kwajalein. That whole area was part of the Japanese mandate between World War I and World War II. They took a lot of it off of the Germans, with the exception of Guam. Guam always stayed with the U.S. It's an area that covers about as much of the Pacific as the continental United States. After World War II, it went to the UN, and then it was administered by the U.S. As the trust territories of the Pacific. And there was that region that called Micronesia, which also includes Kiribati and Tuvalu, but the core of it, the trust territories part, had a Micronesian Congress that was set up in Saipan. And there was this process of figuring out who would become independent, who would stay with the U.S., and went on for quite a while. But these are areas that have these colonial boundaries. But in terms of family, Governor Leon Guerrero was saying, you know, they would traditionally, hundreds of years ago, just get in their boats and just travel back and forth across them. So they feel like they have a very common culture, language, history, and now they have this Micronesian Island Forum where the leaders gather once a year from the old trust territory islands, plus Guam, plus Kiribati and Nauru, which are also part of the Micronesian area, to just kind of just talk about stuff in their region. And her proposal is to talk about setting up a kind of Micronesian National Security Council, which could talk about issues that transcend the boundaries. It could be illegal fisheries, it could be climate change, it could be transport, communications, how to deal with malign influence. But just so that, you know, this extended family with deep connections and shared history can figure out together on their own terms what the actual challenges are and what some of the possible solutions would be.
And that organization, it's wise. That organization, is it in contact with Washington? Because these are not all American sovereignties. They're the three of them, I think, have a relationship with the U.S., the Compact of Free Association. Guam is American territory. Are they all talking to Washington?
Well, and Commonwealth of Northern Marianas is of course, U.S. as well. But Kiribati and Nauru are independent countries. And there have been, you know, potential discussion, interest, nothing official at all about whether Nauru, which has independent country population of 12,000, you know, would they want a compact offer from the U.S. and would the U.S. be willing to offer it? Same potentially with Kiribati and possibly with Tuvalu. So the whole thing is potentially an evolution. And again, a Micronesian Island Forum discussion around that might be helpful. But in terms of the U.S. itself, there's no actual federal government representative officially as part of the Micronesian Island Forum. But of course, two constituent parts of the U.S., Commonwealth of Northern Marianas and Guam, are there. And this year in 2024, this next one will be hosted in Guam.
And therefore, there is the beginnings. They're stirring around, getting ready. Is the worst case scenario something they talk about in a forum like that? It sounds sometimes like the end of the world, but you know, Cleo, because you're part of my education in this matter. We're repeatedly warned by our leadership in the military that we've got a timeline here. Is everybody in this group talking about that timeline, 26 or 27, for an attack on Taiwan?
Many are, and some are talking about it even more clearly than anybody in Washington is. You know, if you remember, the former president of the Federated States of Micronesia, David Panuelo, wrote three very famous letters about Chinese political warfare and gray zone activity in the Pacific Islands, spelling it out more clearly than any government leader has, putting it on the record and saying this is very much about Taiwan. And in fact, he tried to see whether it would be possible for his country to de-recognize China and recognize Taiwan instead because he was so concerned. So they do definitely talk about it. But these are cultures. If you live on a Pacific island, these are really tight cultures. Anytime you walk down the street, you can run into anybody you've dated, gone to school with, worked for, who's a relative, who you've borrowed money from. You know, so the way people communicate tends to be very cautious. Often there's a lot of ambiguity in the language to give you a way to back out if things get too sensitive. So a lot of it happens informally, sometimes jokingly, sometimes, you know, around libations of various sorts. And this is what the governor was saying. You know, they like to work things out privately and quietly and then come forward with a joint decision. Hopefully they'll get the opportunity to do that at the MIF and the Micronesian Island Forum and compare notes on what's happening in their own country so that they can come up with viable solutions.
Cleo Pascal for the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy, the Northern Pacific, the Guam basing of the U.S. Navy and Marine Corps in the event of worst case scenario. This is CBSI on the World. I'm John Bradshaw.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.